Hey, today we have a couple of guests joining us in studio representing the Atlantic Lions Club. Leon Hodges in with us this morning. Jim Nordskog in with us here this morning as well. Thanks for coming by.
Good morning, Jim.
Appreciate you.
It's the Leon and Jim Bob show. Say.
We're going on tour.
Yeah, we're going on tour. We decided to start here in Atlanta, of course. But yes, we have the All-You-Can-Eat Pancake Supper coming up again. And it's going to be Thursday, September 20th, this Thursday, from 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the Atlanta Community Building. And it's going to be the Pancake Man coming this time. Only because the waffle people decided that we needed to break it up a little bit and do pancakes once in a while as well. So we agreed, and so we have that the Pancake Man coming. But what we get a lot of times is people say, okay, pancakes, waffles, Christmas trees, we're spending money with the Lions. What are you guys doing with all that money? And besides paying Leon's mortgage, you know.
It's about up.
We decided to bring some information today just so people realize what's going on. Leon's going to talk about some local things. I have some Lions Club International Foundation stuff. The Lions International Foundation, we actually, our club donates money to them every year. Usually it's right around $1,000, okay? And it's been 50 years since they've been founded, and they've granted over $1 billion, okay? $400,000 was granted to Iowa to start the KidSight program. Okay, so it's not like we donate the money and we never see it back here in Iowa. We see it back here in Iowa. Okay, Leon's going to cover more of the KidSight program that I'm going to. The other program that we do, since we're big into sight and hearing, because Helen Keller, when she was alive, she asked the Lions Club, "Why don't you guys do something about sight and hearing?" Okay, so they said, fine. One of the other programs we have is the puppy program that's done through the Correctional Institute up at Fort Dodge. And the inmates get to do a certain amount of training with the dogs right at the beginning. And after they get them so far, then they're brought to Michigan to see if they are capable of being a dog for a blind person. And more times than not, they are. But it's that amount of time at Fort Dodge there that we end up, it's usually a few thousand to get the dog through that program there. And that's another thing, that part of the money we get from the pancakes and the waffles and the Christmas trees go towards that. And then there's some local programs that Mr. Leon is going to talk about.
Well, just regarding the eye testing, since we started this back in 2003, we've probably taken 3,000 pictures here locally. So this is a big program throughout the state. And it requires, of course, a special camera, digital camera, which we purchased a few years ago for $10,000. And we share that with Harlan and Harlan and Exira and Audubon. So you kind of got to pass it around. We're starting our testing again now in next week from today. And we'll run some tests this fall, Jack and Jill. But it's a great program in that it picks up things that other people might not, like a lazy eye. And so then we, on the digital camera, it's automatically sent into Iowa City, and they do the testing and let us know the results are.
So. That's kind of a neat program for people like me who've always had eyesight problems. You know, my folks found out when the teachers said, "Hey, he's squinting," you know, in class.
I mean,
you find out about it that way after the fact. This gives you an opportunity to get ahead of the game and identify problems before they happen. You know, it's a quality of life issue, and it's a learning disability in a lot of ways, too, because if you're not able to function properly with your eyesight, it's a little more difficult to learn in class.
It's a big impact for especially kids when their sight's impacted.
Absolutely. And you've been doing that now for a number of years?
Yep, since about 2003. We got into the program, and it takes manpower.
Sure.
That's all. We have about six people, I think, that are trained to take pictures. Vicki told me the other day, you need to be trained.
She thinks I need to be certified as well. But I said, what about the radio station deal there? I do that. Doesn't that get me off the hook for that?
Doesn't get me off the hook.
It's a low impact deal for these youngsters. There's nothing scary about it. And it's free, right?
It's getting their picture taken as well.
Yeah. And it's free.
And it's
correct.
Free.
Yeah. Yep. So there's no cost to the families that are involved in that. So
not
it's a great service.
And I don't know, I thought mention the school since we just worked on a country school out there and put about, how much money did you say?
About $3,000.
About $3,000 into it to bring it permanent siding, new windows and so forth, so that out in the park it's up to date now. And we like having the kids come down there because they don't have not had that experience. And so this year we did have some third and fourth graders that came down, and we had Bob Anderson here. It's an old country school
student,
professional, and so he really does well with the kids. So that's a program we hope to keep going, so that some of the history can be passed on. I don't think I told Jim this, but there was a group that came through the other day with a funeral, and she wanted to get into that school because she went there.
Oh, okay.
And so we opened it up, and they really had a nice time going in there and looking things over. This is where I sat, you know, and so forth. So anyway, that's a program that's been pretty much completed now for the schoolhouse.
Good to keep history alive locally like that, mm-hmm. too. Yeah, very good. Well, Lions Club has its, as you mentioned, kind of its pets projects, sight and hearing and those types of things, and I know you do a lot with that. You mentioned a lot of the money that's raised and how much of it is spent at the international level and how much comes back here close to the area. Lions is very aware of where the money is raised and where their chapters are, and quite frankly, it's hard to point a spot on the map where there isn't a chapter somewhere, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, the being the largest international as well as local organization, 100 years strong now. But so that's the money that we spent internationally. Mm-hmm. And Leon's mentioned a couple little programs here. People like to know, well, what do you spend here locally for us? So we have the Atlantic Little League. This is just this year now. The YMCA. Mm-hmm. Atlantic School Nurses Fund. Nishna Valley Trails. The Food Pantry. Table of Mercy. The Easter Egg Hunt, inoculating oak trees in Sunnyside Park, all those, the new shelter at Schilberg's. So, I mean, the money gets spent. The money that goes to Lions Club International Foundation, 100% gets donated back out. None of it's kept.
And it's interesting to hear some of those things, too, because you mentioned some of those, like, for example, Table of Mercy. I mean, mm-hmm. this is another group that's doing something positive. You're not working against each other. You're working to help each other.
Exactly. Exactly.
So when you go to support one, in some cases, you're supporting several, too.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Talk about the Lions a little bit. How many members do you have currently? I assume there's always room in the room for more.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Well, and you know what, Jim? We'll make room for, you know, as full as we are right now.
Well, we might mention that we're meeting in a different location now, the Whitney.
Yeah, the Whitney the Whitney Manor now. So the fourth Tuesday of the month, mm-hmm. We'll have our meeting and a meal there, and anybody's welcome to come down and join, and we have a program. And then the first Tuesday at the family table, we meet in the back room. There is the board meeting. But if somebody's interested in the Lions or to join, either one of those places will get you fixed up.
Excellent.
So, yep.
All right. Easy to do. And just contact any Lions Club member, and they'd
sure.
be happy to set you up. I assume if you don't know a Lions Club member, would guess like the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce, for example, could point them in the right direction.
Exactly.
Too.
Very exactly.
good. All right. More importantly, right now, coming up here quick, this Thursday, we've got the Pancake Supper coming up. Give them the details again.
Pancake Supper, $7 per person, 5 and under, eat for free. It's going to be 4:30 p.m. to 7, Atlanta Community Building.
All right. right. And the proceeds, as always, go to fund all of those things we talked about and many more, too. So exactly. We hope you have a chance to get out and support. You guys are usually pretty well supported at this, aren't you?
I like to see the turnout. I really appreciate it, and I like to see the people and socialize with them. I think it's a good time, so you yes. Bet.
And they get tickets in advance.
They can if they run into one of us. We all get a couple packs of these from Greg Schuler. You know, he makes sure we do, and we're supposed to get them sold. So I don't know.
I only
Leroy's
get one
doing.
Package because I don't
oh, you
sell
only get
very
one?
Well.
Oh, I see. I must be because
I'm not a salesman.
So yeah, we usually all of us have tickets that we can. Definitely sell.
You betcha. Yeah. You can always buy them at the door, too.
Exactly.
That's not a problem. And don't worry, the line moves fast, and it's also a good little bit of social time there, too. So
that's right.
Get a chance to see your family and friends there. Guys, thanks for coming by, Jim. Leon, appreciate it very much. Continued success. Best of luck Thursday. Hope you have another great crowd.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.